9 o'clock. Good morning. Steve Lander with Southern Cross Network News. U.S. military planners are plotting their next move to secure Iraq after seizing control of the capital Baghdad from Saddam Hussein. Richard Arnold.
As the dramatic celebratory events unfolded in Baghdad, President Bush watched on television as Saddam Hussein's statue was toppled by Iraqis with the help of U.S. Marines. "They got it down," exclaimed the president, as the symbol of power crashed to the ground. The spokesman Fleischer.
Wonderful news and the signs of Iraqis in the streets celebrating freedom and toppling the statue of Saddam Hussein.
Still, the Pentagon says the war is far from over as U.S. warplanes are bombing Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown, amid a swirl of speculation that Saddam either was killed in Tuesday's bombing or has fled the capital. Al Jazeera claims Saddam is in hiding at the Russian embassy in Baghdad, which Moscow is strenuously denying. Richard Arnold in the United States.
Central Command says the war in Iraq won't be over until it's found or accounted for every part of Saddam Hussein's regime. Tom Malone reports from Qatar.
Military chiefs at Central Command have welcomed the reaction of Baghdad residents to the apparent fall of the capital, but warn the fighting isn't over. Units of the Republican Guard are believed to still be lurking in the suburbs. The 1st Marines engaged in heavy fighting with some enemy troops. Coalition forces are yet to take control of some parts of southwestern Iraq, while Mosul, Kirkuk and Tikrit in the north are yet to see an American ground advance. Central Command is vowing to pursue every leader and instrument of Saddam Hussein's regime. Tom Malone, Qatar.
Prime Minister Howard will discuss a response to the overnight developments at a meeting with senior advisers in Canberra this morning. Defence Minister Robert Hill has told the ABC the Iraqi people have been liberated after 25 years of oppression.
And they were clearly very, very excited by that fact. So our primary objective was to rid the regime of weapons of mass destruction. But we said if we can get the incidental benefit of giving the Iraqis a better future, then they're entitled to that benefit.
In other news, new Transport Minister Michael Costa will investigate the latest problems with Sydney's Millennium trains. Drivers claim at least 5 of the 13 trains have electrical problems. Shadow Transport Minister Mike Gallagher says the problems have been ignored for too long.
But not only the passengers, but indeed the crew that are working on the trains themselves. The more the government tries to sweep everything under the carpet and pretend everything is going well, the more insecure both passengers and workers alike feel.
Plans for a new alliance between Qantas and Air New Zealand look like being rejected by the competition watchdog today. The ACCC has been examining Qantas' plans to buy 22% of the New Zealand carrier. Commonwealth bank tellers claim they're being bullied into selling extra financial products to customers. The union says some staff are worried about losing their jobs if they don't promote home loans, credit cards or investment advice. Updating sport, and Steve Waugh become the most capped player in Test cricket history when he leads out Australia against the West Indies in the first Test tonight. Waugh will move past the 156 Test total he currently shares with former Aussie skipper Alan Border. In golf, the US Masters starts tonight at the Augusta National Course. The Tiger Woods, a hot favourite to collect his third green jacket in a row. 6 Aussies are in the field with Adam Scott, the first to tee off, just after midnight. It's 3:30 past 9.
Sick of the high cost of medication? Pharmacy by Mail is rolling back the prices to the good old days.
And we're not just rolling back the prices on mail order medication. Pharmacy by Mail retail outlets also offer the same low discount prices. So if you're sick of paying too much for your medication, call 1300 363 877.
Pharmacy by Mail. Rolling back the prices to the good old days. Phone 1300 363 877.
Hello, this is Dan Zamani for Champion Homes. Do you want to build a new house, a duplex, maybe knock down that old house and build a new one? Then Champion Homes have a design to suit you, your land and your budget. Maybe you have your own plans, then Champion Homes can build that house of your dreams. Give them the plans and they'll work out a price and build it for you. But you must hurry, because for a very limited time, Champion Homes will include fully ducted air conditioning, free of charge. There's no gimmicks, just genuine value. Call my mates at Champion Homes on 1300 136 200. Champion Homes, simply the best.
On 2UE Sydney Weather, for Biden's Law Office, call 960-1244.
Cloudy periods with a few showers more frequent near the coast, with fresh southwest to southeasterly winds. We're headed for top temperatures of 21 degrees along the coast, 22 at both Liverpool and Richmond, and more showers likely tomorrow. At the moment, 17 degrees in the city, one below average, 19 degrees across the west, 82% humidity, a westerly wind at 16 kilometres an hour. 9:05, I'm Steve Brander, 2UE 954.
on your mind, Brian Henderson, and what are you doing in my studio?
Good morning, Lordy.
Good morning, Hendo.
I've sort of retired now, so I'll drop in.
How lovely to see you.
Yeah,
just out of the blue, Hendo wandered into the studio. How wonderful.
Well, that's part of it. Part of it. I've been doing a bit of research on you because it'll be your 50 years in the business. And, and it seems that, as far as I can make out, you left your first job in Bendigo, is that right?
Yeah.
In a bit of a hurry. And the girl at the center of that misunderstanding, Merle, who's now aged about 64 and a half, she's a little hard of hearing.
Yeah.
I want you to know she really appreciates the call you give her every day when you say, "Hello, Merle, this is John Lord." So, by the way, a little useless information, you seem to have said "Hello, world" about 10,500 times now.
A lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Now, I've come actually on a very serious mission here.
Yeah.
I've got a present for you. I think by any standards, you have to say your career has been nothing short of extraordinary, not just for your achieving 50 years in the business, amazing in itself, and I can't think of anyone else who's done that. Certainly not at the top of their profession. But for the standard you've set in presentation and the excellence of your broadcasting, there's no doubt that you're at the very top of your profession, not only in Australia, but also as judged by world standards. So, I have a golden microphone in a box with John Laws written on it. It's an ornament. It's the only one of its type to be built in the world of gold, by Norman. Hand-built, right down to the screws, which is gold, by the way, and it's been allocated the serial number JL001, and it's unique. So from Neumann, now Sennheiser, I think, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. John Laws, this is your mic. It's beautiful. I had a look.
I've
scraped a little bit off. I need a filling on my feet.
Let me see it. Wow, isn't that beautiful? Whoa. Isn't that lovely?
That is sensational.
Yeah, look at that. And it's got my signature on it.
It's about as gold as you can get, as I said. It's gold right down to the screws, so...
Isn't that beautiful? How nice of Sennheiser, Mr. Neumann.
Exactly.
Isn't that beautiful?
Now, you can't talk into it at the moment.
I did.
There's a little tribute ready to go to air now. So while that's being played, we can get it plugged in for you.
But you're going to stay so I can tell you you're going to do the show.
No. No, I've just been offered a job by Mr. Shepherd. Reading news here, so I'll be on in the afternoon, as far as I can make out.
Yeah, I can imagine. The other day I was playing some stuff of you and me together when we used to do our news promos.
Mm-hmm.
My God, we said some outrageous things in there.
I know, we were accused of being scatological from time to time.
That's true.
But that's the way we were. Not our.
Yeah.
Thoroughly reformed.
No, not this one.
All right, Lordy.
Okay,
let's hear the tribute.
November 1953. A young, raw, 18-year-old trainee announcer walked into the studios of 3BO Bendigo Victoria.
I was the C-boy of 3BO Bendigo and the transcription boy.
No one could have imagined what a remarkable career has just begun.
And one day they let me go on the radio. I'd never talked publicly anywhere. So I was terrified.
An American Swan 45, not available here in Australia, and is very well in America.
Go on the breakers, do you? Worried about going out with boys because you've got a small butt. Go out with boys with small hands.
Hi, Sonny.
I wish I was, darling. Consumptive, am I?
Yeah, you're rotten, mate.
I'd suggest to start with that you try and behave like a man.
Sitting there in that studio talking to all women.
At least I talk to honest old women and not to thieving bludgers like you.
Hello, world, this is John Lord.
Hello, world.
Did I say what I thought I just said then?
Yes, you did.
You're a bad man. You're awful.
Who the hell do you think you are?
There are a lot of men,
Lord.
Come in and see me. Do you
enough. Good morning. Amy Winnett, Robin Williams.
Don't be afraid, Alan.
Kirk Douglas, Her Royal Highness, Princess Anne, Sean Connery.
Spike Milligan here.
Hello, Spike.
Harry Nilsson. Liberace, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Ben Johnson, good morning.
Good morning, Australia.
Hi, Yoko. How are you?
Hi, John.
Once that happens, you'll hear a banana republic.
Congratulations, John.
You've rewritten the rules of the business.
50 years is quite extraordinary.
You're on the top of the line,
thank you. For what you've contributed to sensible and rational discussion in the side and political space of life.
You've brought talk back to life.
You've always sought to inform and entertain.
You've rewritten the rule book.
And it really is a remarkable achievement.
I've grown an age of debt of gratitude in bringing a million to life.
Probably without parallel.
There's probably never going to be another one like
you. I wish you well.
The industry, therefore, owes you a great debt.
And thank you for the contribution you've made to Australian broadcasting.
The career of the broadcast industry.
50 golden years.
Long live John Lawrence.
And the best is yet to come. Rosie, well done. Indeed. Magnificently done.
Brand new microphone into which I speak. Sounds okay to me. Does it sound okay to you? It looks beautiful. So, Mr. Neumann, Mr. Sennheiser, thank you so much for this superb microphone, which is absolutely beautiful. And I intend to use it as long as I use the other one, providing, of course, we can keep the dream alive. to that.
Thank you.
I guess. And thank you to all the people who have listened for all these years. Seems extraordinary when you stop and think 50 years. Somebody was talking about it last night. 50 years is an awfully long time. But what a terrific time it's been. What good fun I've had. And what good fun I intend to continue having. So long as you want me to. But how lucky am I that every morning I wake up and think I have something to do today. I've got a lot to do today. I want to talk about this and hear about that and read about this and listen to that. And every day I'm able to do it. But I could only do it with you. If it weren't for you people who listen to the program every day, who in fact make the program possible every day, then I wouldn't have a reason to live. And that's the fact of the matter. But I do live, and I live because I love to come and do this. And I hope I can continue to do it and make you happy for a very, very long time to come. But to all the people who have this side, I didn't know that any of this was going to take place this morning. I had all the useless information prepared, all the opening prepared. I had everything prepared. But I wasn't prepared to see my dear and very, very special friend, whom I love like a brother, Brian Henderson. He just wandered into the studio. And he's just one of the reasons that you want to hang around. When you have friends like Hendo and Cole Joy and Jumbo and all the friends I've got, it's one of the reasons that makes you want to stay alive. And Hendo has been the greatest newsreader, I believe, the best newsreader in the world. And if only you would come and read news here, wouldn't we be happy? If only you'd come and do the program with me, we'd last probably a day and a half, you know. Okay, people, time to get on with it. Tell us what's on your mind. 13-13-32, it is your program, so you give us a call. Tell us what it is you want to talk about on this Thursday, the 10th day of April, and obviously a very important day for me. I wasn't aware it was going to be an important day, but it is. And here I have my brand new golden microphone, and who snitched the other one? We're going to put that in the museum. It's got to be around somewhere. I don't want to lose that one. 13-13-32, our telephone number, fax number 1-300-30-40-50. And if you want to get to us by way of the internet, that's very easily done. TheFortressAtBigPond.com, and that'll find us.
Put a smile on your face.
You want to hear it, and then you turn on to you.
This station is a melody of people who sing all the different
tunes. It's always been that.
We're just here to entertain.
You are the best radio station in the country.
It's 21 minutes past 9.
New Caraltron is a natural way to help manage arthritic pain and symptoms. It's formulated from well-known traditional Chinese herbs. Caraltron's combination of ingredients is supported by a clinical trial that compared the action of Caraltron with modern-day anti-inflammatory medicines and found very, very significant results. The herbs in Caraltron are well documented as having anti-inflammatory and analgesic properties. Caraltron provides welcome relief for pain, joint stiffness, and swelling associated with arthritic conditions. New Caraltron, relief without the worry. From health food stores and chemists all over the place. Use only as directed, always read the label. And if symptoms do persist, you'd better see your doctor.
Get your car insurance quote online at amy.com.au. It's quick, secure, and easy. amy.com.au.
Mm-hmm. 22 past 9, 2UE954, the John Wells Morning Show. Tell us what's on your mind, Sydney. Peters of Kensington Star Hampers are the ultimate gift for a friend or a colleague or a special somebody in your life. It's like a surprise present. It's like a present that they have never had before. They've done a wonderful job out there. They offer a great selection. You can get the New York Jelly Hamper, which is good fun. You can get the Deliciously Wicked Hamper, which is speaks for itself. The Mediterranean Hamper is beautiful, the special Easter Hampers. Peters of Kensington has got something suitable for just about everybody. Peters of Kensington, the Star Hampers. Hampers fit for a star. Phone 966-21099 or visit the website, which is petersofkensington.com.au. Why in the world would you shop anywhere else? Let's have a look at the traffic situation around town. Here's John Costello.
Hi, John. A bit of rain's falling in the Southern Highlands and it's caused absolute havoc. We've had word just a few minutes ago of a serious accident at Mittagong on Vowrell Road at Sedgman Road. Apparently it's a head-on collision. A number of people hurt and ambulance crews are racing to that scene. There's also been a bad smash at Blair Mount on the Rowan Road at the Hume Highway. Currently a number of cars involved in that. Eastbound traffic's badly affected. We have a broken down car at Rookie Hill on Francis Street at Sherbrooke Street. And traffic still very slow at Victoria Road West Drive for a problem at Adelaide Street. Now that's going to be there for a few minutes. Traffic's very much delayed on General Holmes Drive from the tunnel through to Tancred Street after an accident apparently involving three or four cars. It's just bumper to bumper through there. If you are going north on General Holmes Drive, stick to lanes 1 or 3 and you'll get through okay. That's Sydney traffic on 2UE 954.
Get big news first and uninterrupted across 6 news channels 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on Foxtel.
It's 23 and a half minutes after 9. Give us a call and tell us what's on your mind, Sydney. We'd love to know.
Calling all rivers in trade. Get your wands at the ready and prepare. The Sun Herald is celebrating the April 11 DVD and video release of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. This Sunday, we're giving away a free bonus DVD featuring tons of amazing magical footage, including interviews with the cast, behind-the-scenes footage, and some of your favorite clips from the film. This exclusive offer is free for every Sun Herald reader this Sunday. Just another ingredient for a great Sunday. Welcome to the Sun Herald.
Sunland, creators of Q1 and Palazzo Versace, announced the release of Circle on Cavill, the latest innovation in beachside culture in the new heart of surfers paradise on the Gold Coast. Invest now with settlement not until mid-2006. For holidays, retirement and wealth creation, you'll love this exciting residential destination with its cafes, restaurants, entertainment, retail and recreational facilities. See Circle on Cavill, Sydney Property Expo, Darling Harbour this weekend. Or call TLM 1-800-658-7787.
Sorry, mate, I can't make the game. The boss needs this presentation first thing. It's going to take all day.
Still haven't got your platypus software. Look, bring your stuff over to my place. What do you got?
Spreadsheets, MP3, the videos and photos.
Easy, mate. We'll do it on the platypus multimedia suite. It's still 2.5 hours till kickoff.
Stuff that platypus. I can't believe we got everything done.
Yeah, we can burn a few extra copies tonight if you like. Platypus software. Available at Harvey Norman. Or phone 1-800-EDUCATE.
Our telephone number as I speak to you through my brand new golden microphone. What a beautiful thing it is. Yes. What we'll do is we'll take some pictures of it and we'll put it on the website. Okay, so you'll be able to see the new golden microphone if you visit johnlaws.com.au. Hello. Claire?
Hello, John.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your 50 years.
Thank you very much.
I first started to listen to you in 1976 when I came to Australia from England.
Mm-hmm.
And I nearly remember what you were talking about that day. I was working at Campbell Down Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
And I turned on the radio and you were talking to this little old lady about her budgie. And I can't remember if you were asking if she'd eaten the budgie, because I think she'd lost a budgie or something. And you were asking if she'd eaten a budgie or something. It was a really funny story.
Yeah, well, we've had plenty of those over the years.
And it's a very good show you have, John.
That's very sweet of you, Claire, and thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you, John.
Right,
God bless, now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Sweet accent there. Many Iraqis probably never thought this day would come, but overnight, one of the most important symbols of Saddam Hussein's grip on the country has come crashing down, and in very fine style. That 6 meter high, 20-plus feet statue of Saddam in central Baghdad has been pulled down, with the Iraqis dancing on it in contempt and smashing into it with axes. Locals had placed a noose around the neck of the statue. Then they attached a rope to a big U.S. truck and ripped it down. You couldn't imagine anything like this just 3 weeks ago, but that's what's occurred in just 21 days. Think about that. And far from the Allied troops becoming bogged down in urban warfare, they've met only mild resistance as they storm the center of the capital. It means that end of the war is closer. It does not mean it's over. But there's several key battles yet to be fought. As the coalition seeks to gain full control over the capital, the battle for Saddam's hometown of Tikrit, that could pose dangers, they say. The lingering question on whether Saddam is dead or alive is yet to be determined. The Russians have denied claims he's been housed in their Baghdad embassy, while the Americans have accused Syria of helping Saddam's supporters to flee Iraq. Right or wrong, I couldn't tell you. Again, it is what is called propaganda. You just have to take your pick of what you believe. The two key issues for the coalition will be to install a degree of law and order and to halt this looting that's taken place and to deliver aid supplies to help foster Iraq's ailing hospitals. Other things to talk about today, and there are plenty of them. I know there's a lot of anger over my sponsor's Qantas decision to axe staff, but I understand how difficult it is for people losing their jobs, and in most cases, fortunately, there'll be voluntary redundancies and they won't impact on the operational staff. Now, that is very important. But think about the current global climate. And it's not hard to work out how tough a market the airline industry must be at the moment. Have a look at the shares. And when you consider the pain of the Ansett collapse, anything which heads off that sort of disaster again has got to be considered, hasn't it? I think so. The SARS virus, another factor adding to the problem. New cases are being detected all the time, but none in Australia. The downturn in visitor numbers is hurting businesses right across Asia, and that will continue to happen. I just think we're going to be careful not to overplay this. The final place in the New South Wales Upper House should be determined today, with Pauline Hanson battling it out with the Shooters Party, John Tingle, Philip Ruddock, and ACTIC Chairman Jeff Clark have bumped into each other at a function in Canberra. And how do you like this for audacity? Mr. Clark has accused the Minister, Philip Ruddock, of being disrespectful. Disrespectful. Sydney naturopath's going to face court today, charged with sexually assaulting 7 women over a 3-year period. And there are still concerns being held for that missing girl. Remember we told you about it yesterday, we were the first to break the news. She's only 15. It's bad to think what her parents are going through. In the wake of the devastating Bali bombing, it's very hard to believe that Indonesia is bringing in new visa requirements. I can understand it from a security point of view, certainly. But the extra cost might put a lot of people off at a time when the Balinese are trying to attract visitors back to the island, and there is a cost involved. The first test between Australia and the West Indies gets underway tonight for the Australians to decide whether to take a dual spin attack into the match or not. Newcastle suffered a major blow with Steve Simpson for 6 weeks. That's not going to help the weekend. Pete Sampras might have another crack at Wimbledon. And if only Hendo would have another crack at news reading. Players are preparing for the start of the US Masters Golf. The cricket will be broadcast, but it's going to be the middle of the night. I think Fox Sport will be doing the cricket. Hello.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Congratulations on your 50th anniversary.
Yes, long time, isn't it?
Yeah. What I was wanting to get to is with regards to Bob Brown and Kylie Moon and Ian Kine and Lee Rhiannon and the Green Party for being so reckless about what they have done. Obviously, they thought that they were 100% right. What's happened in Baghdad with the people celebrating and pulling down the statue, it's a very strong vindication for the Australians,
absolutely,
the Americans, and the English for what they have done. What I'd like to see now is for those people to be chased down and to be actually made to make a public apology.
Well, of course, you can't command people to make public apologies unless they're in breach of the law. Those people haven't been in breach of the law, they've simply been in breach of intelligence, in breach of common sense.
John, they have been reckless and they have broken the law.
Yes, they have been reckless.
In some instances, they have actually broken the law.
Well, tell me how they've broken the law, Tom.
The protests, some of the actions that have occurred with the protests, some of, like on Greenpeace with that policeman nearly being killed.
Yeah, well, they've certainly supported the breaking of the law. If they've not broken the law themselves, and most of them are that smart, at least that smart, to keep themselves out of it and get others in breach of the law and the others get into the trouble.
Yeah.
I agree with what you're saying, Tom.
Perhaps they should just come out and admit that they were actually wrong in what they were doing, because, like, even protesting against the war, I think, was very inhumane, considering now...
Well, it was. It was a good word for it, inhumane, because there are people there who were suffering.
Yes, indeed. And we'll probably find out a lot more atrocious things coming out once everything settles down and we start to find out actual... witness accounts and everything like that from what Saddam is like.
Well, Tom, if when you and I conclude this conversation, you turn your radio on, I'll read a piece to you that'll make your hair stand on end.
Well, I don't doubt it, because, like, my parents come from a communist country and had first experience with despots like Milosevic and whatnot, so...
Yeah, well, you listen to what I have to say, and thanks for the call, Tom. Nice to talk to you, and everything you say is right. I mean, this Kylie Half Moon, as she's now being called, and Bob Brown and others like him, are they going to feel at least a little discomfort because of what is now coming out about Saddam Hussein? I mean, the tyranny that this fellow imposed on Iraq has few equals in the whole world. International human rights groups, as well as the United Nations, report that thousands and thousands and thousands of Iraqis have simply disappeared, never to be accounted for, just gone. Saddam's agents are everywhere searching out evidence of disloyalty. The British Index on Censorship, Kaplan and Crystal, they reported a case in which a party member of Saddam Hussein's was present at a gathering where jokes about Saddam Hussein were being exchanged. The party member, along with all the other males in his family, was executed. Just like that, because he was there. He wasn't telling any jokes about Saddam. He just happened to be there, and jokes were being told. Well, he was executed. His entire family, male family, was executed, and his family home was bulldozed. Another man had his tongue sliced off because he slandered Saddam Hussein. Now, this is the kind of stuff that's going to come out. One of Saddam's first acts after coming to power, and you've got to remember he came to power in 1979, was to declare the existence of Zionist spy rings. 14 people, including 11 Iraqi Jews, were strung up before a crowd of thousands in Baghdad. And over the course of the next several months, hundreds of Muslims said to have collaborated with the plot were also executed, and Saddam had the plotters executed on live television, and their bodies hung from lampposts in the city. Now, was anybody going to defend seriously this evil? Could they defend this evil? In 1992, Saddam Hussein arrested 500 of Baghdad's most successful businessmen on charges of profiteering. 42 were executed, and their bodies left hanging outside their stores with signs around their necks saying, "Greedy merchants." In 1994, the regime issued a new decree announcing that anybody found guilty of stealing an item worth more than $12 would have his hand amputated. And for a second offense, the thief would be branded with a hot iron. Many regimes practice torture on their enemies, but Saddam Hussein's tortures are extraordinary. He tortures the children of his enemies before their eyes. This organization in Britain, Crystal and Kaplan, a testimony from a former political prisoner provided by Middle East Watch. Each hour, security men open the door and chose 3 to 5 of their prisoners, children or men. They removed them for torture. Later, their tortured bodies were thrown back into the cell. They were often bleeding and carrying obvious signs of whipping and that having had electric shocks. 39 of the children mentioned in that particular report were eventually killed. Their bodies were returned to their parents with their eyes gouged out. Saddam Hussein often took his own sons to the nation's prisons to have them observe the torture, the better to toughen them up. During the war with Iran, which is predominantly Shiite, incidentally, Iraq's own Shiite population came in for special brutal treatment. 35,000 Iraqi Shiites were driven out of their country at the start of the Iran-Iraq war, and thousands more were tortured and murdered before the war was finished. Following the Gulf War, Saddam's genocidal fury became even worse. When the Shiites in southern Iraq rose up in rebellion, Saddam determined to kill as many as he could. An Iraqi army document obtained by the U.S. State Department showed that Iraq's military was under orders to withhold all foodstuffs, ban the sale of fish, poison the water, and burn the villages. As many as 100,000 Iraqis were murdered by the regime in the months following the Gulf War. Saddam's treatment of the Kurds was, if possible, worse. The Kurds are a non-Arab minority. They live in Turkey, Iraq, Syria, Iran, and Armenia. Saddam accused the Kurds, who are the Sunni Muslims, of collaborating with the Iranians and gave orders for their extermination. The Iraqi Air Force used chemical weapons to gas the towns of Halabja, Dokhtabar, and 200 smaller villages, killing as many as 200,000 people. Mothers were found with their scarves wrapped around their little babies' faces, hoping to protect them. That is just a little of Saddam Hussein. Our telephone number on this day that turned out to be a special one. Just give us a call, tell us what's on your mind. We are celebrating, I don't know why we're doing it today, but we're doing it today for some reason. My 50 years in broadcasting, I would like to continue doing it every day. And we play every now and again a few old songs that I've played over that period of 50 years. Long time.
Both the federal government and opposition welcome the fall of Baghdad, Defence Minister Robert Hill warning there are still difficulties ahead before the war is won, saying he doesn't expect Australia to make a major military contribution to post-war Iraq. Labour leader Simon Crean hopes it means our troops can soon return home. And amid more problems with the new Millennium trains, Transport Minister Michael Costa promises to remove them from service if they're found to be unsafe. All the details at 10 on TUE 954.
And 10 will be in 20 minutes from now. Steve, 13 13 32, our telephone number. The Clark and Walker Mitre 10 Easter Project catalogue is out now. Huge savings in all departments and fantastic ideas for jobs over the Easter break as well. You can save on end of season outdoor furniture with incredible savings at all outdoor settings, umbrellas and barbecues. And what about paint? Dulux, Tormund, Zach, and Waddle, Clark and Walker have got a terrific range, and all the accessories, brushes, scrapers, skirts, ladders, sponges, and a whole lot more. The Easter Project catalogue is out now. So you better go to the Clark and Walker Mitre 10 in Cabaret or Hornsby, and you'd better do it pretty soon. 19 minutes to 10, CUE 954. That traffic might not be good because there's rain out there. John Costello will tell us.
Not good at all, I'm afraid, John. We've had a series of accidents around the place, particularly in the southwest. A very bad one reported at Mittagong. This one's on Bowral Road at Sedgman Avenue, and two cars are reported to have collided head-on there. Traffic in the area, of course, is going to be slowed quite badly. Also, been hassles south of the city around the Botany Bay foreshore and on the Princes Highway at Grey Street, Cogra. There's been an accident which involved a truck and has blacked out the traffic lights. Police are directing traffic there. There's been an accident just at Tancred Street on General Holmes Drive heading towards the city. Now, this got traffic right back along the drive, right back through Grand Parade at Brighton Le Sands, almost to the end of Grand Parade. There's a smash at Beverly Hills on the M5. It's near King George's Road. It's just been cleared from the road, John. The traffic is back for miles on the M5 heading towards the M5 East Tunnel. And there's now been an accident at Enmore on Enmore Road at Newington Road, affecting one northbound lane. That's Sydney traffic on CUE 954.
Yokohama Performance Tires corner beautifully. That's why. Call Bob James for your Yokohama team dealer on 13-15-09.
Tennis off to play golf, probably. Yeah, well, he deserves it, doesn't he? Maybe we could, we'll think about this. Maybe we'd have a grudge match between Hendo and the co-driver when we open the golf course at Harrington Waters. Now, that would be fun. Life's pretty good at Harrington Waters, let me tell you. It's quiet, it's peaceful, it's relaxing, it's uncomplicated. And if that sounds like the kind of life you're after, then you should be looking to Harrington Waters Estate. If you like, you can buy a luxury home or a villa, move it now if you want to, or if you just want to buy a bulk of land, leave it there for a little while until maybe you're ready, got your super or something, and build a house, keep it as an investment. And you're looking to make a better investment. Waterfront blocks there have doubled in value since 1999. Choice blocks around the golf course are available now, and the golf course is looking great. Well, the whole place is looking great. It's a little tiny village by the sea. It's 20 minutes from the major shopping centres of Tauri Hospital there, of course, and about 3 hours from Sydney, but all the trees that are planted in the streets are just beautiful. It's a park-like atmosphere. It's right on the water on the corner of the Manning River in the Pacific Ocean. Can't get a better address than that. 1-800-111-650 if you'd like some further information. 1-800-111-650. It's Thursday, the 10th of April, 2UE954, 16 and a half to 10.
It's the Paracetamol Challenge. Can you tell which brand paracetamol you're taking?
Yeah, I take Niall Paracetamol. It's the name I trust.
You know, my wife reckons Niall works for her, so that's the one we buy.
Actually, I've switched to Niall Paracetamol. It's terrific value for money.
Now the name you trust brings you Niall Paracetamol. So for relief of headache, pain, or fever, look for Niall's red packet in supermarkets everywhere. Use only as directed. Incorrect use could be harmful. Consult your healthcare professional if symptoms persist.
Prices continue to fall in every OPS in-store this week, with savings of up to $75 off a huge selection of famous brand frames like Emporio Armani, Polo, Esprit, and many more. You should move fast. You can also save an amazing 50% off selected designer sunglasses. Up to $75 off frames, up to 50% off sunglasses. More trading, more styles, more you. The prices are still falling in every OPSM store. But hurry, these savings must end April 27. Conditions apply.
Carpet Court's giant warehouse sale is on right now at all Carpet Court showrooms. Check out Carpet Court's latest catalogue for their incredible warehouse sale bargains on carpet, vinyl, timbers, or massively discounted while stocks last. This is a genuine warehouse carpet sellout, thanks to Carpet Court, Australia's biggest floor covering buying group. For your nearest Carpet Court showroom, call 132064. That's 132064. You'll be glad you bought at Carpet Court.
Yeah, thank you very much, Greg Tingle, and I'm sure that Hendo will be delighted with your kind comments. And Edna, thank you very much for your kind comments as well. And George at Eastlake, this is interesting. Lordy, it's been 2 days now and Russell Crowe's still married. By the way, Russell said it was a perfect wedding. He punched the minister, threw up in the maid of honour, broke three bridesmaids. There wasn't a guy on the place. You're making that up. It was a very, very, and I heard in detail, actually, last night. It was a very discreet and polite
a well-behaved wedding, and apparently a beautiful wedding, because I got it first hand last night. 13:15:32, if you'd like to talk to us. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Rosie.
Morris.
How are you?
Very well.
Congratulations on the second golden microphone.
Yeah, well, it looks wonderful. It's just a beautiful thing.
Rosie, does this mean that co-driver will get the other one?
No, please don't. Well, I don't know. I might put it in storage for him.
You know, there is a competitor now for the co-driver job for tipping the Iraq Information Ministry. You hear anything?
Hey, Morris, that's not a bad idea, actually.
Well,
that's not a bad idea.
I got another news from Damascus, actually. You know your dear friend, Dr. Samurai?
Yes.
He applied for an asylum seeker in the Australian embassy. They asked him, do you know anybody in Canberra? Said, sure, my dear friend, John Rose. So he put you as a reference. Now, the serious note, John, you know, what a wonderful day for the Allied forces. They secured an amazing victory. Despite all the doom and gloom and the doomsayer that they said could do a bloodbath, dogfight and everything, nothing of the sort. And
well, there was a lot of tragedy and a lot of lives lost.
Well, comparatively, John, is very light, comparatively, and any loss of life is regrettable. But that sickening litany of atrocities that you just read vindicate that the free world and Australia was right to go ahead and get rid of this bastard Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
And the most humiliating thing in the Arab world, if somebody hits you with a shoe, and if you notice that a lot of people keep hitting you with the shoe, the Arab world and the Arab mentality will understand the significance of this. This is the world, they spit in your face, and they hit you with their shoe.
Now, well, are you saying with their shoe?
Yeah.
And is that the greatest insult?
Absolutely. This is the humiliating thing, the most humiliating thing, when somebody takes off his shoe and hits you with that. So they hit Saddam Hussein with that, and it's being carried all over the Arab world. That's a lesson for a lot of dictators there. Now, Simon Crean and Kevin Rudd, they should have stopped winching. They should have stopped winching and get on with developing policy instead of saying, return the troops. The one thing that's for sure, Simon Crean will return to the baggage we got there before the troops will return. Now, as far as the stupid Bob Brown and the Greens, why don't they go there to Iraq and help clean the mess that's created by...
Because they might get their hands dirty. That's why they won't go there, because they might get their hands dirty.
Anyway, John.
They're all, I'll tell you what they are. They're all fluff and no stuff, those people.
Oh, that's a good word. Anyway, have a good day, John, and I'm sorry I haven't talked to you for about a month, but I've been keeping an eye on your news.
Okay, well, you just keep an eye on me. Make sure I do it right.
Well, just keep an eye on that gold driver. I have a feeling that he's after that second golden microphone.
Well, I just might set it aside for him, and one day perhaps the presentation may take place where I hand it over to him.
What about this, what do you think of this, Iraqi Information Minister,
eh? I think getting him to do the tips, I think that is a terrific idea. We've got to work on that. In fact, we have our own Minister for Foreign Affairs here who's on the telephone now in order to try and get hold of him. I think he's in Paris.
Okay, have a good day, sir.
Good to talk to you. Bye. He'd be safe there, wouldn't he? Still a lot of bad feelings about France and all over the world, too. The President of France said that he's not afraid to visit the United States. Interesting. Of course, for security reasons, he'll go disguised as the President of Uruguay. A perfect description for the Toyota Land Cruiser 100 is king off the road. And that's the truth. You can use words like simply awesome, but I don't like that word, awesome. I think it sounds like a made-up word. It's not, but it sounds like it. And it sounds too smart. I mean, this is not what Toyota is all about. Toyota is all about being the best in the most straightforward way. It's got plenty of power, this Land Cruiser 100. Plenty of power. Terrific bit of gear. Looks great. It's no wonder it's received so many awards over the years, and it has. With a choice of three powerful engines, the Land Cruiser has the ability to tackle just about anything you might encounter while you could be driving in Australia. And that's the truth, because it's tested thoroughly here before it's released here. Some of the stories that Land Cruiser drivers have to tell are quite amazing. I mean, where they've crossed flooded tracks, where they've hauled much larger vehicles, aeroplanes and God knows what out of tricky positions performed feats that could only be described as land cruiser capable feats. See how terrific this vehicle is. Take it for a test drive at your local Toyota dealer. It is king off the road. You will love it. The Land Cruiser 100.
Lordy, you're the king of the airwaves, and Toyota's got a king too. Land Cruiser 100 is the king off the road. It's broken and dependable, just like you. Got the power you need to carry the load. If you got tent and gear or hope to get towed over rivers and deserts and where it's snowed, Land Cruiser 100 is the king off the road. Oh, what a feeling, Toyota.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah.
Just
what are you doing there?
I'm trying to get rent. It's you, John.
Yeah. Who's there?
That's Tim.
Tim.
I'll wait a minute.
Yeah.
I just want to wish you,
Happy new microphone.
I beg your pardon?
I've got a new microphone, so you can wish me happy new microphone.
A happy new microphone, right now.
Yeah.
I'm in the early
60s,
but I remember you up there in
Melbourne. Oh, yes, great part of the world. You start to freeze to death up there now, aren't you?
Well, I'm not there now. I'm down back in Sydney. I'm like
it. How are you?
Can't you never be ours? My friend, keeping a dream alive. You're
leaving. Oh, cold joy.
I came all this way just to look at that. Doesn't it look fantastic?
Isn't it beautiful?
Now, this is what I started off with.
That's a microphone.
That is fantastic. Good to see you, Joe.
Good to see you, Carl.
That's a microphone.
Come and look. Yeah, look. And it's its sign. See, I got my signature.
You know, I've never seen anything like this ever.
Beautiful. And you see, it's kind of strung on rubber bands there. Like.
Rubber bands? Yeah. You're going good.
You try and talk to me at 3.
I know. Well, that is a worry. That is sensational. That was good.
I'll tell you what was sensational. You singing Over the Rainbow. People couldn't believe it.
Well, I could sing on that.
Yeah.
You can sing it if you like.
No, don't think I'll leave it to you.
We'll do a little bit of that later. What a good song.
Is it a good song?
Hey, it's good to be with you on this auspicious occasion.
Yes, well, I didn't even know it was going to be an auspicious occasion until he walked in earlier.
What about Brian Weir? You know he never does that.
I know.
There's only one person in the world who'd do that for. He wouldn't do that for me, you know.
He would.
Would he?
Hello, would you?
You reckon?
Yeah.
I never had a gold microphone.
But he just wandered in, you know, just for that kendo.
That's Brian Weir, isn't it?
Yeah, hasn't changed, has he?
Hasn't changed a bit, but he can't play golf today, so he'd be a bit annoyed about that.
Why can't he play golf?
It's raining.
Hasn't stopped him before.
No, but today is the festival day, so he'll be in there spending his time. He's got a few plans, you know, for the future. He doesn't know what they are.
But that's what he was like a couple of years ago.
Oh, yes.
Fancy he had all these plans for the future.
It's been a long run, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, 50 years.
Any regret?
Of course.
I mean, what's the worstest regret?
I can't tell you publicly. A couple of things I didn't do.
Okay. Is that funny? Because I spoke to a woman in Newcastle recently and I said,
how did you know it had anything to do with a woman?
Well, I know you had a little to do with a few down that road, and over 50 years, I guess, in many towns, in many places. But I met a lady in a town recently, in a city recently, which you were at one stage for quite a while. You worked from there. And I said, have you got any old records? And she said, yes, old records. I went through and there was nothing there. And I said, any old music? And she said, Mr. So-and-so, have you got any old music? So Mrs. So-and-so, I won't mention her name, she came out and I said, we went through the old street music and I said, look at that one, Mum used to sing that, and my dad, oh, look at this one. And she said, yes, it's all gone so quickly, hasn't it? And I said, have you got any regrets? She said, yes. I said, what's your main regret? She said, I wish I hadn't have said no as often as I did.
Well, there you go. There you go.
And now, and the other lady said, oh, Mrs. So-and-so, it all depends what you're saying no to, and Mrs. So-and-so gave me a wink, and I said, I think I know what Mrs. So-and-so is talking about, and I can't say that's one of my regrets, but there we go.
Well, certainly not one of your regrets.
Can we use this microphone when you sing your record?
Yeah, we'll take it over to the studio, we can do that.
All right, okay.
Easy to do. Can we go to a commercial break on one chorus of Over the Rainbow?
Oh, yeah, sure. One chorus of Over the Rainbow. Good to be with you. I'll leave you be and do some work.
Thank you.
Somewhere over the rainbow, sky is a blue, and the dreams that you dared to dream really do come true.
The Paracetamol Challenge. Can you tell which brand paracetamol you're taking?
Yeah, I take Nile Paracetamol. It's the name I trust.
You know, my wife reckons Nile works for her, so that's the one we buy.
Actually, I switched to Nile Paracetamol. It's terrific value for money.
Melbourne and New Trust brings you Nile Paracetamol. So for relief of headache, pain or fever, look for Nile's red packet in supermarkets everywhere. Use only as directed. Incorrect use could be harmful. Consult your healthcare professional if symptoms persist.
After 30 years in business, we at AdBuild Edition understand that while you may own a home, you may not actually like it. You do like your suburbs, schools and your neighbours, so rather than move, why not extend? Our in-house architect will come to you and we'll manage the project from concept to completion. So put down that sledgehammer and call us now for your no-obligation free quote. AdBuild Edition. If it's worth extending, it's worth AdBuild. 9418-1155 or adbuild.com.au.
Dr. Jared Sutton of the Eye Institute, Chatswood.
I think I spent all those years studying textbooks at university. I never imagined that years later, I'd be the one writing chapters on laser eye surgery.
If you're interested in laser vision correction, you may also be interested to know that Dr. Jared Sutton not only performs and writes about laser vision correction, he also trains surgeons overseas. To find out more about his work, visit www.theinstitute.com.au or call 1-800-458-888.
2E954, it's about 2 minutes to ten, that means it's 2 minutes to news time. And we've got another couple of hours to come after that, so if you'd like to talk to us, I'd love to talk to you. Give us a call by dialing 13 13 32. Does your current options dealer leave you waiting on the line? If so, you're a dope. Call Rifkin Discount Stockbroking. The team at Rifkin has over 40 years combined experience in options trading, and they can provide you a service of the highest speed and quality. Phone Rifkin Discount Stockbroking on 1-300-653-670 and speak directly to our team of professionals. That's 1-300-653-670 or log on to...